Hi, welcome to Quiet Prayer Explained. I'm so glad that you joined me for our little time together here. I'm Marie Chapin, and talking about quiet prayer, which is a Christian form of meditation. It is the hidden purpose and power of Christian meditation. What is Christian meditation, in other words? So there are lots of forms of meditation, as you probably know, and many of them certainly before the time of Christ. However, we have 2,000 years of meditation practice as Christians since the death of Christ. He was our example of how to withdraw into the heart of God. He showed us himself by his life when he would withdraw and he would be alone to hear from God, to just be still in his presence. The Apostle Paul took off for 3 years to the Arabian desert to simply listen to God. He didn't have a person teaching him about the Lord, about all of the secrets of the higher life in God, the spiritual walk. He had only God himself. And then we look at John the Baptist, who meditated in the wild with God alone. He withdrew into the wild, into the woods, to subsist on locust and honey and to simply sit in the presence of God, to listen to him, to unite his heart with his. And I think of Adam and Eve, you know, walking in the Garden of Eden with God every day, knowing nothing but his love, knowing nothing but love itself. And then when Adam was in the garden and he heard God walking alone, he knew how to be alone with God. And of course, then we know he violated that wonderful relationship. He chose really to go it on his own. And that's what quiet prayer is showing us that going it on our own really doesn't work. It really is a second rate, third rate, fifth rate choice, because God has told us that without me, you can do nothing. Now, we're talking about quiet prayer and how it brings us into such a deep knowing of God, such a deep knowing of how loved we are and how precious we are and how precious are his promises and his benefits. Four times the following words are repeated in the Gospels. Quote, Jesus looked at them and said, with people, as far as it depends on them, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. That's Matthew 19:26, and I read from the Amplified Version. It says, with people, as far as it depends on them, it's impossible. So let's look at happiness. With people, as far as it depends on us, happiness is really impossible, in that there is a level of happiness, of contentment, of joy, of peace that far surpasses what we can do on our own. It's amazing, you know, what great lives we can live on our own. I mean, we can do all sorts of stuff. We can, you know, live fairly good lives. But just think, that's second best, third best. If you'd love to have true inner peace and the best reigning in your life, and you're a child of God, stay with me. Learn about quiet prayer. You know, every now and then I will hear words like, well, if I get too close to God, I'm afraid what he'll ask me to give up. He's not asking you to give up anything except sorrow and misery and hunger, disease, loneliness, etc. Take my yoke on you, he said, because my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Yours isn't. So take me, take my mind. The Bible tells us you have the mind of Christ. And so we go forth in this incredible new adventure of quiet prayer, of learning how to meditate. God has shown us a means to tighten up our attachment to him, and that's through meditation or quiet prayer. In quiet prayer, we fix ourselves on him. We sit in stillness with nowhere to go, nothing to do, no demands on us, no pressure whatsoever, except just to sit for our meditation moments with God alone. Other forms of meditation have us, thinking nice thoughts, imagining beautiful things, imagining ourselves doing this or that or not doing this or that. But quiet prayer is different. Those means are certainly good as far as relaxation goes. It's wonderful to relax, sit back, and think of lovely things. Quiet prayer takes us a bit deeper. Deeper into the very heart and mind and soul of God. In quiet prayer, we avoid words. We avoid labeling things. We are simply still with him. Be still and know that I am God, he said. And so in that stillness, we come to actually know more of ourselves. We actually come to understand, you know, who we are as children of God, what he thinks of us, because his mind is one with ours. And in quiet prayer or meditation, we come to this reality. I want to say here, though, in our very first podcast, that quiet prayer won't replace your other forms of prayer. It's in addition to your times of imprecation, adoration, worship, praise, intercession, and also including your daily Bible study. Your daily of Bible study is a process of learning, of giving, of sharing. Quiet prayer really is a process of shifting from whatever level of spiritual awareness you're at that moment. It's not study. It's not physical prayer. Oh, Jesus, just help me. It's actually deeper than that kind of prayer. Nothing, of course, will replace your Bible study. Learning of him. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. Thy word have I hid in my heart. I will meditate on it day and night. How does Joshua 1:8 go when Joshua says, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, for in it I shall meditate day and night. So that's Bible study. That's learning the word. That's memorizing the word. And you bring to him your knowledge of him. And so does your soul bring to yourself your knowledge of what he thinks of you. So this deeper spiritual awareness that you are about to enter brings us into an experience of the presence of God at the very, very core. The world around us teems with chaos and turmoil and noise. But you know what? We can change the turmoil of the world. We change it by changing the turmoil within us. And that's exactly what quiet prayer is all about. I hope that you can see how love is reaching out to you, how stillness calls for you, how the beauty of the Lord longs to just bloom from you. Quiet prayer meditation is a love song between you and Jesus. It's a relationship unlike any other. In addition to the many, many health benefits, it's really a wonderful and transforming experience that doesn't last just for a moment, but it transforms your entire life. Something that may help you is picking up the book, Quiet Prayer, that I have written. It's published by Thomas Nelson, Harper Collins. And start the study. But meanwhile, with this introduction, we're going to go on in these podcasts where I will be leading you in quiet prayer practice, and we will be growing and learning together more and more, deeper and deeper. God bless you. I'm Marie Chapin.